Hang on.
Hey, like it?
I don't want to talk about the worst movies.
Well, we just talked for like an hour and a half, so let's just keep going.
All right. So, okay.
This is the worst of 2016.
So the worst, I actually was unable to come up with 10.
I think he's just being nice.
I think I am being a little nice. I have 8, but 2 that were close to being 9 and 10, I do want to talk about a little bit, but...
I did come up with 10, but I will also talk about 2 that were close to making the list.
Oh, are they? Okay.
So 2 that did not make the list are Legend of Tarzan.
That's what I was going to talk
about. Which Samuel L. Jackson can fuck off.
Yeah, the reason why it wasn't the worst is because it's a competent movie on its own, and it has an audience. I'm just not the audience for it, and I don't think it was...
It's Samuel L. Jackson.
Bad, really, but it wasn't a movie that I gave a shit about.
If it was someone other than him, I might have liked it. He killed that movie.
I still didn't like it because I thought Margot Robbie wasn't good in it. And I didn't think that the main dude was good in it.
Oh, the villain?
No, the main Tarzan.
Oh, Tarzan, yeah.
And the things of it that I thought were going to be cool didn't turn out to be cool, like Tarzan...
Fighting apes?
Well, that was stupid. No, I thought that it was really clever of having Tarzan be like, hey, we have the published of Tarzan and you're going to go back. And him being not like all Tarzaned out and being kind of an aristocrat in a sense. I thought that was really clever, but then they went nowhere.
Yeah.
So I didn't.
It was just filler.
Yeah.
It was an excuse to get Samuel L. Jackson in the movie.
I would have loved for the Tarzan movie to be post Tarzan story. Like Tarzan being in London and him work, like trying to be in social circles. That would have been great.
Yeah.
This movie
is just bland. The other one for me that did make the list was Laser Team. I know you didn't watch it.
Yeah, I didn't see that. So
the reason it didn't make the list is not because I love Rooster Teeth, but because it is Rooster Teeth, if that makes sense. When I really, like, it wasn't a good movie, but it... I don't think they were I think they were trying to make a good movie, but at the end, this was for fans of their YouTube channel. And as a fan, I enjoyed it. As a movie, it just wasn't good. But these are not actors. This is people that have never made a movie before. The fact that this got theatrical release, kind of surprising. That's why I didn't make the list, because this wasn't a big budget with real actors. These are people who play video games for a living. They were acting in a movie.
Which is kind of funny because, again, this is one of our New Year's resolutions, Kyle, by the way. We're going to fucking do our Space Cop episode this year.
Okay, I have to get it back.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll get it back and then we'll watch it. Because the funny thing about Space Cop is that it, on its own, is, like, not a bad movie,
yeah.
In my opinion. I think it's really funny still, and it's not catering to, hey, you know who these people are.
No, it's just like, hey, we're going to make a really bad movie. And it worked. Whereas Laser Team was catering on, you know who these people are. And it was really cool to see them on the big screen. It really was. And Mercedes and I saw it at, like, a fan event, basically. So it was a fun time, but, you know, looking back on it, I have no desire to ever watch that movie again. I'll just go watch and play video games and enjoy them that way.
Yeah, my other that almost made my worst is kind of a mixture of Warcraft and Marvel Civil War, because I'm just so indifferent to those movies.
Civil War almost made mine.
That I can't really justify putting them as the worst, because it's not that they're terrible movies, it's just...
I will argue one of those later on.
Well, yeah. It's just, you know, I watch it and I just don't care either way. It was a thing that happened. Is really the best description I can give for it.
Yep.
You know, Marvel Civil War, that was a movie and I watched it.
That was a movie that had no reason to exist. It added nothing to that storyline.
And one of the things that we talked about earlier that we weren't recording, which I'll bring back now because I think it would be a good thing to talk about again, is how Marvel movies now don't have, and really just superhero movies in general, they don't have like a cohesive beginning, middle, and end to the movie anymore.
No, they're all just a setup to the next movie.
In Civil War, did I think anything bad was going to happen to anybody? Fuck no, because I know that these people are going to be in the next movie already.
We already know that they've signed on for X amount of movies.
Yeah, that's a huge problem with this. With the cinematic universe is how that they're like, hey, here's all the movies mapped out for the next 3 years. Oh boy, I wonder if Captain America is going to get hurt in this movie. No, because he has a fucking another movie in 2 years. Come on. Takes
kill somebody. Kill him off.
which I think would be, yeah, I don't know why.
You have disposable
they're
characters.
They're so scared of killing people that it's ridiculous.
Take Black Widow out.
She'd probably love that. I don't know, though, because she makes a shit ton of money off those.
I'm just saying, she's a disposable character.
Really, the one I can see
them. She makes money. They could save money by killing her off.
Yeah, true. The one character I think will die in possibly the next movie or probably like Infinity Gauntlet Part 2 if they're still doing it in that. I forget if they're actually doing a Part 1 Part 2.
I don't think so.
Well, Iron Man's totally going to die because he's so over it. Yeah. Oh, he's so over those movies. I don't blame him.
Just kill him.
It's the Han Solo effect.
Did Don Cheadle die?
No.
No, in the not the actor.
Oh.
In Civil War, his character.
No, remember, he just got paralyzed. Okay. But he should have died because that would have been more of an impact, and there's no reason for him to have just been paralyzed.
Because
he's not appearing in any more movies. I don't know. Yeah, that was stupid. That was a waste opportunity. Because if you kill somebody, it needs to mean something.
Yeah.
This is weird again, because I had a conversation today about Breaking Bad. Now just go with me.
Okay.
Just go with me.
It's a weird segue.
Because I'm going to spoil...
You can't
a lot of break
stop. You're not spoiling things that are old.
I'm just letting
Jesus
people
Christ.
Know because we're in the beginning of this and people need to know that we spoil stuff.
We've already spoiled things. It's like episode 5000. They
in
know.
In my opinion, I see no reason why the character of Hank in Breaking Bad died. There's no reason why they should have. The thing with that I had such an issue with that was that throughout the season, it was fifth season, I forget if it was like part one or part two, whatever bullshit that AMC does now when they break it up.
It's fucking terrible.
The entire time you're just, oh, when's Walt gonna inadvertently kill Hank? And then it happens, and there's no real impact because you know it's going to happen.
It's almost like the girl being in the barn in The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
We all fucking know.
Your destiny to mean something. I think that was just, it was stupid. They could have made it, if you're going to do something to Hank, I think they should have, like, he should have been rendered, like, paraplegic, like, get shot in the back and become paraplegic. So the Walt had to, like, live.
It could be the Oracle.
What? Where's the minerals? I have to get in the bat data bank to find the minerals.
No, I mean, a good show that did that, I know you're going to roll your eyes, it was Lost. Because with Lost, no character ever felt safe. I mean, they killed off, like, main fucking characters. Without any lead up, you didn't know what was going to happen. They're just dead. They had impact because they came out of nowhere.
Yeah, and in Walking Dead, in another AMC series, they've kind of shit the boat on characters.
Shit the boat?
Yeah.
You like, shit the bed?
No, shit the boat.
No one has ever said shit the boat.
I say shit the boat.
Well, then you're wrong.
No, shit the boat. Let me explain shit the boat. It's because, okay, if you shit the boat, it's way worse than shit in the bed.
Why?
Because if you shit in your bed, you can just change the sheets. It sucks. You got poop on you, but you can wash it off. You're fine. If you're in a boat, though, you shit in that boat. You're either going to be covered in shit, or you have to get in the water and be in fucking bacteria and little fucking piranhas and shit.
Where are you boating?
But if you're in the boat, and then you have the shit in the boat, and you need to get the shit out, that's a process.
It's not really.
Depending on which boat you're in. If you're in a canoe, then you can just tip it over.
You just tip it over.
Yeah, but what if you're in like a pontoon boat and you shit in it?
That's not...
You shit on the boat, on a pontoon boat. How are you going to get that off?
You're just surrounded by water.
Yeah, but it's dirty, icky water.
It's not.
Lice in it.
Where are you fucking... Water?
I'm thinking of like
Where
a shitty
boating?
Lake.
Why are you boating in a shitty lake?
I don't know, because there's not that many lakes around here that are like nice.
There's no lakes around here.
You just have to drive a little ways.
And it's nice.
There's a lake near my house, though.
That's not a lake.
I thought that was qualified as a lake.
No.
Is that not qualified as a lake? Well,
no.
Then what the fuck
does
is that
have a
qualified?
Name?
Yeah. What's it's on a map.
Is it a... it might be a lake.
Maybe. I'm pretty sure it's an actual
lake.
It's
some little man-made bullshit.
No, but people have docks and stuff on it.
Yeah, I didn't mean anything.
People have pontoon boats
and
to take
it's
it
fine
out
water, I'm sure.
It is not fine water. It is not fine water. That's why shit in the boat
still,
would be terrible out there.
With the size of it, that is not a lake. They can call it a lake.
I think it's called a lake.
That's
know.
A pond.
I'm not sure.
When you could stand on one side and easily see across, you could like wave and talk, yell at somebody across the way.
True.
It's not a fucking lake.
There is a car at the bottom of that lake, though. And you know what's inside of the car?
Dead bodies.
No.
Drugs.
No. You're close, though. That's right. An old washing machine is inside of the car. I digress. Walking Dead shit the boat because they started making it, because I've been watching Walking Dead more. Because
blatantly obvious who's going to die?
Yeah, it's just not... There's a character that died, Beth, which I thought was clever because her death really kind of came out of nowhere to me. At least to me. This is just, in my opinion, other people could say otherwise if they saw it coming. But once they did that episode, you realized that somebody was going to die if they, like, started to devote an episode on building that character. And it really started with Tyrone because, like, he had an entire episode devoted to him and then he died at the end. And then they did the same thing with Beth. But I think it caught me off because I didn't think they were actually going to do that. And then they just started doing that for everybody. Destiny to mean something.
I gave up on Walking Dead a long time ago.
It's
I don't care.
I'm over it. It's not good, but I still
And anyone that still wanted to argue like, well, third season got really good. Fuck you if I'm taking 3 years
before something gets good. I didn't actually really start enjoying it until like beginning of the fourth season.
And I shouldn't have to take 4 years to get good.
No, it shouldn't.
Sorry.
And even after the fourth,
not going to stick with you that long.
I think I'm on like the fifth season right now. It's already starting to get boring again. I'm kind of over it, but I'm trying to get to Negan just because I love the comic character of him. So anyway,
to our list.
To the list. You knock out your fucking 9 and 10.
Number 10 is Gods of Egypt. Now, I will agree with you from the best of that I had so much fucking fun watching this. I laughed so hard at everything. The reason it made my worst, it almost made both lists. The reason it made my worst of is I laughed for the wrong reasons. Like, yes, I enjoyed it, but that'd be, if I put on my best, that'd be like saying Birdemic was one of the best movies of the year or a Neil Breen movie was great. And it's just not true. I enjoy them for their shittiness. Fact that they're not aware that they're shitty. They thought they were doing something special with Gods of Egypt. They really did. They thought like fucking Oscar bait. When Gerard Butler should be less offended by his role in movie 43 than his role in Gods of Egypt. It's pretty bad. I did enjoy the hell of it. I highly recommend it, but I can't good conscience not put it on my worst of list.
Great Wall has potential to be Gods of Egypt 2, and I'm so excited.
I think it's dooming us for failure.
Here's the thing, though. It can either go to Gods of Egypt Part 2. Oh,
I think it's just going to be boring
as fuck. Yeah, or it's just going to be boring.
That's my prediction.
Because I want it to be like Gods of Egypt. I don't want it to be like a fucking chore.
Because I really think that the trailer we're seeing about the monsters attacking, that's like the last 15 minutes of the movie. The rest of it is going to be talking. I just hope that Matt Damon is supposed to be Chinese.
See, one good thing
has a bad accent. I just wanted to have like it's gonna be like stereotype,
like Rich Evans when he called.
Yeah, Rich Evans or South Park.
Yeah,
I'm trying to break down my shitty wall.
One thing about Gods of Egypt, though, that I think you can agree with is that surprisingly good pace of that movie.
Yeah.
There's not an area where you're really bored, which is why I'm scared of Great Wall, because I feel like
it's going to be boring, I think.
Gods of Egypt really just, there's a lot of shit going on, a lot of...
For no reason.
But it kind of keeps you in, you know? I'm okay with
the bad CGI is what keeps me
in.
Remember when the guy was swinging on the rope? You remember that?
Yeah.
And it was obviously like Disney animation. It wasn't even CG. They flat out fucking animated.
There's that, and then the because the gods are like 3 times as tall as regular Egyptians.
Oh God, yeah.
And how it fluctuates through the entire movie.
Yeah,
there's scenes where they're the same height. There's one where they're like
most of the time they were the same height. And did they like bleed gold or some shit?
Yeah, they bled, and then they turned into the weird
fucking Goldar toy from the new
toys.
The whole premise of the movie was him getting like the special things of these people, and then he immediately fucking dies at the end. Like the whole build up so he could be like the super powerhouse. Oh
God, but that's the reason why I loved it so much. It was so fucking funny and unintentional, and I loved it.
Absolutely watch it. I highly recommend it, but it belongs.
I think it's on Amazon Prime Video now.
Yes. It belongs at the 10th spot on my worst list. All right. And number 9 on my list was a movie that I looked forward to. I really did. It's The Shallows.
Oh, that's right.
I really looked forward to The Shallows. And what we got instead was Blake Lively talking to a bird on a rock and a fucking unbelievable shark. I'll give you
they
that.
They pulled a 10 Cloverfield Lane with
the I will give you that the shark stuck around because of the beached whale. I'll give you that. I will. What I'm not going to give you is the fucking ending of this movie. The fucking end. And how many times does she get in the water and swim from rock to rock? And she's fine. It's fucking just go for it. Fuck it. Blake Lively, I think, did a very good job in it for what she was given. It's just her on a fucking rock in the ocean by herself talking to a bird. I thought she did fine. But the fucking ending with the buoy and the shark and the impalement.
Comically bad.
They compared this movie to fucking Jaws when it came out. Jaws, a character driven, not just a chick on a rock that's just slowly dying and waiting for high tide to just die.
Which could have been good, you know? Like, that was what's aggravating about it is, you know, the dichotomy of her starting to lose it and talk to a bird and forming the friendship, which the bird really was just kind of a, you know,
It was the Wilson.
Yeah, it was just Wilson, which was annoying, but whatever. It could have been good. It could have been like a psychological. Great example is the James Franco in 100 and how many fucking hours.
Oh,
yeah. I don't remember what movie. I thought that movie was perfect with the internal conflict of him. They could have done something like that.
This movie was, if it wouldn't have been for that fucking ending, this would have just been a forgettable film.
Yeah, it would have been, yeah.
And the ending and all the goddamn fucking text chat overlay bullshit for the first 30 minutes of this fucking movie.
See, I thought that that was cool visually, just not in that movie.
And they did it nonstop.
In that movie, though, it didn't work for me.
And it's the secret beach. We had to say secret beach so nobody find her. Even though people do. And they get eaten by the shark. And then there's like the dude that robs her. And then he dies. Do we need that? Dude that robs her.
Yeah, it could have just been 100. I think it's 127 hours.
Yeah.
I wish it would have just been 127 hours with Blake Lively on a rock while there's a shark.
And they had all this stuff. Like her leg was all fucked up because she got bit. Foot was all fucked up because of coral. She's getting dehydrated. But then she just lay there forever. And then all of a sudden she's like, I'm going to get in the water and swim. Like there's no fucking problem with her. She didn't drag her leg. She didn't struggle. She outswam a shark. And that fucking end.
The end was out of a sci-fi original.
It really was. And, you know, I'll give you the ending of Jaws. It's kind of ridiculous. Not like this. The shark accordions on the bottom of the fucking ocean. Like, literally, accordions. Absolutely ridiculous.
Well,
And if there's a beach or a fucking whale floating there, it's going to bring in more than one goddamn shark.
Oh, yeah. It would bring in other things, too. You know,
a lot of stuff. This movie had potential. It was pretty. This is a really fucking pretty
Blake
movie.
Blake Lively try to eat the whale.
It was rotting.
Yeah, but she's in starvation mode.
At what point wouldn't you just give up?
I also wanted more like her like survival of like doing fucked up things to survive on their own.
And she didn't.
Yeah, it was just...
she didn't. She was treating her wounds because luckily she was a nurse. Mm-hmm. And she was going to give up being a nurse. Because there was like no point in living or whatever. And so she treats her. And there's some, like when she sutures herself with her fucking earrings.
That was pretty cool. I did like that.
There's some brutal stuff. The prosthetic on the leg looked like shit when she did it. But like the discoloration. There were good things in it, but that goddamn end. This was worse than the Cloverfield end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, much, much worse. Because it was...
Because at least that looked good.
Yeah, at least the Cloverfield ending, it looked good, and it was still in the same vein as the movie. Because there still is a lot of kind of sci-fi stuff with Cloverfield.
Whereas this, you had this serious like drama piece that turned into fucking Sharknado.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit. It will be long forgotten. This will be a long forgotten movie. Even though I think her performance is really fucking good. And the set piece is just gorgeous.
Was that your 10 or
that was number 9. So we're on to number 8.
Okay, so we can do 8 now.
Yep.
Okay. I'll do my number 8.
Okay.
This is a lot lower because this kind of is where I take
I'm curious now that you said it's lower.
I take...
I'm going to be so upset that you have shit low.
This is going into how I didn't have two more because I was getting into the indifference territory. This one goes because not only am I indifferent to it, but there's a couple of things that outright anger me about it, and I can't not talk about it as just being like, because it's just complete shit. Suicide Squad is my number 8. It's treading that cusp for me of me not giving a shit, but I have to acknowledge how bad it is.
It's really fucking bad.
Because as a movie, it doesn't, like, there's no flow to it.
It's like 4 30-minute shorts
mm-hmm.
that they just stitched together.
And Jared Leto sucks.
Jared Leto can fuck off.
He sucks. Anyone that
defends his portrayal? What the
fuck?
Well,
okay. All right.
Are you going to play Devil's Advocate?
I'm going to play a little bit of Devil's Advocate with it because I think I have more of a problem with kind of the way that... I don't knock him for 100% committing to that role.
I knock them for letting that role be the one they put in.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that that is just a bad... It was just a bad strategy to have that particular Joker.
What he played was one of Joker's henchmen.
Oh, yeah. And that's
what everybody... pretending to be the Joker.
That's what everybody thought it was going to be.
Yeah, we didn't think he was actually the Joker.
That's exactly what everybody I thought it was.
Fucking Jason Todd.
Yeah, which would have been fine.
It would have made sense, but in the cinematic universe, it wouldn't have at all because people would have no fucking clue who that was.
Yeah, but
so know, I get it.
Yeah, I can't be mad at him for 100% committing to it
because Margot Robbie did as well and it worked.
It's just the Joker that was written is shit.
It's absolute shit.
It's just
it's a gangster.
You can't make the most iconic.
You went from Heath Ledger.
Yeah, and can't. Just because he doesn't come off as
the Joker.
He doesn't come off as a main villain, you know.
He's not threatening.
And this isn't me like, oh, it's not like my comic books.
Well, he's not the main villain.
Yeah.
Enchantress is.
That's not what I'm necessarily mad about with him. It's just I think the character just sucked.
The character was the worst in the movie.
And if it was not the Joker and this was a completely different character and a new one, I would still say the exact same thing.
Yeah.
My hatred for him is not because, oh, this isn't my Joker. It's because it sucked.
Yeah, just wasn't good.
Yeah. And it's just a mess. And it's like watching Hot Topic. Like, the movie is what they show Hot Topic employees on, like, their first day. But I'm still pretty indifferent about it just because it sucked, but it doesn't keep me up at night because it sucked.
Ready for my number 8?
Mm-hmm.
My number 8 is Warcraft.
Okay.
The reason why I am not indifferent is I still don't know what the fuck this movie was about. This was shit. For anyone that's not...
I mean, still visually impressive, though. That's what I remember from it. Visually impressive.
Couldn't tell you a character. That's when I started making out characters.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't tell you the plot. Couldn't tell you the importance of the plot. Couldn't tell you who was good and bad for half the fucking movie. If you're going to make a movie that's mainstream in a fucking theater, it needs to be accessible to everyone.
You know, that is actually something that I do remember having a problem with, is I thought it was going to be, like, way more accessible than it was.
It wasn't at all. We're 10 minutes in, I ask you, like, 20 questions, and you just said, give up. Like, you knew what I was in for, and you just said,
enjoy. I immediately realized that that's what was going to happen.
This should have never made it to a fucking theater.
Yeah, I honestly, I'm confused. Well, okay. On one hand, I'm confused on why this wasn't something that they made to... Like, say if they made this movie, but it was on Blizzard's website and you had to pay Blizzard to see it. I think that would have been a smarter
route. Or HBO original or Netflix original.
However, it made so much fucking money in China. It is absurd. Holy shit. And they knew it was going to make that much money. Just because of the visual aspect. Not because of the story or anything like that.
I couldn't tell you what the story was.
I don't really remember it. So. Well, I mean, I assume it's...
I think you do because you knew the story going in.
Yeah.
If you didn't know anything about Warcraft, this movie was nonsense. This was garbage.
But what's weird, though, is that a lot of people that never experienced, like, got into Warcraft saw it and still really enjoyed it. And I'm not sure.
I don't know what they enjoyed.
I think just kind of the visceral aspect of, like, everything that they were watching.
It just frustrated me because I'm like, this feels like it should be important. This person's death feels like it should matter. I have no fucking clue.
It's a lot thrown at you. And the guy that played Medivh looked like discount Jared Leto, the wizard guy.
Oh, Krampus? Oh, Kid Rock. Kid Rock. I remember all the names I had for him.
Yeah.
Kid Rock.
Yeah, he looked like shitty discount Jared Leto.
And I didn't know any of the characters. Like, the ending was like, oh, it's a big deal. No fucking clue. It's just an ugly little baby. I don't fucking know. I'm like, you should feel for, like, the main character, like, dies, and it feels like that's probably impactful. And even when he died, an hour and a half into the movie, I didn't know his name because they're all like, I said, sometimes they could speak English, sometimes they couldn't.
I actually
that was fucking dumb.
Well, here's the thing. I thought that that was actually pretty clever. Just wasn't utilized in the right way.
It made no sense.
Yeah, because it would switch off and on in the wrong way.
In the same sentence.
Well, I think that's really an editing thing.
They'd be like, don't you agree, Lincoln? Like, what the fuck? What are you? You can't go from reading to learning. Fuck this movie. Fuck Warcraft. God, talking about it, it should have been fucking higher. We should have been fucking higher.
See, I'm just super, I don't know. I don't really remember anything about it. I didn't really care either way.
Like, and this would be like, you've never watched Lost, right?
Yeah.
It'd be like if I showed you a movie that took place after episode 4 of season 5.
What the fuck?
You'd have no idea who it is, what's going on. Like, you'd see, like, this is probably a cool story. That's what frustrates me. Like, this might be something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you'd give me, if you would have given me the first 30 minutes to explain shit.
I don't know. You didn't
exposition.
Like...
I know we shit on it, but a little bit.
Don't you not like Lord of the Rings?
I do, but I don't. Okay. I think they're great. It's just not my...
Okay.
I never got into them. I love the books. I think the movies... I think it's... Maybe I just can't get into the movies.
That's weird.
No, I don't dislike them. I think they're great. They just don't hook me. I had no...
I think I'm way more...
I had no desire to go watch The Hobbit, though.
I'm way... Yeah, I mean... Well, I watched the first one, and I was so let down by that movie. Because I already was really... Like, okay, so when the... I remember I stayed up until like 4 a.m. on a school night when they were doing the super secret teaser trailer that they were dropping at like midnight in California. It was like fucking 10 seconds, but I stayed up till like 4 to watch it. And I was so excited. And then as soon as they announced that they were breaking it up into like 3 movies, I knew it was going to be shit.
And that's why I was like, nope.
Yep. And I watched the first one and I said, yep, that is exactly what I thought they were going to do with it. And I refused to watch the rest. So I still haven't seen the rest of them.
Yeah, so yeah, just no desire.
I'm way more of a fantasy guy than you are anyway. I think
I like some.
I like a lot of fantasy stuff,
but some it's just like, as a film, it's just hard to hook me sometimes, because depending on the movie, like, there has to be that suspension of disbelief for me.
Fantasy in general, I think,
and some, when all I'm seeing is special effects and CGI, it's hard for me to separate it. But on the same token, Star Wars is fantasy.
Yeah,
but there's that character investment and the story. Those are the things that'll really hook me. When you stretch a story out, though, so Phil, you're not hooking me. And then you have Warcraft. It's just like, we're just gonna cut out Act 1. It'll be fine. We're just gonna jump straight into Act 2 because we made 4X. Oops. Mm. We'll just cut out the first one.
Yeah, like swords and sorcery fantasy is actually really, now that I think about it, it's like a hard one to do film wise where it actually is good. I think that's why Game of Thrones is so popular and so well received by people, is because even though it is, it's not necessarily high fantasy, but kind of high fantasy.
But there's that character investment.
Yeah, and it's grounded enough to where you can get behind the characters and see past the fantastical stuff.
That's the thing, is if I care about the characters, you can put them in any fucking situation. I might think it's silly, like 10 Cloverfield Lane, but you've got me. You know, where the fuck is this going? Because I care about the characters. And Warcraft, I couldn't, because I don't know the fucking names.
Holy shit. Stop what you're doing, because I'm about to run. Dib, did, boogie, did, beat.
Did you just get concussed again?
Did you know? A super off the cuff, though.
Off the cuff. You act like we're on the cuff with anything here. See, I don't even think you know what phrases mean.
They 100% are doing another Conan movie.
Oh, I know.
I didn't know, but I read it last night. Did I know about this previously? Because
yes,
I don't remember.
You did.
Okay, well, last night.
I think we discussed it.
Okay, well, last night I read it and it fucking pumped me up. I'm super excited because.
There you go. Those are the ones I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantasy.
Those are great examples of high fantasy movies that you can 100% get into, as well as Call the Conqueror.
Yeah.
That movie rules.
So there are some.
And Kroll.
I love fucking Kroll.
What are we at? We're at.
They're like horror movies. You give me characters to give a fuck about, and I'm along for the ride.
Number 7. Speaking of horror movies. Blair Witch.
Oh, that's low.
It is low. There's a reason why. There's a reason why. I do want to say my number 7 and my number 6 are basically the same to me. Like, they're super interchangeable. I'll go ahead and say my number 6. I'm going to mix it up a little bit. Okay. I have The Shallows as number 6.
Okay.
These I could switch back and forth.
I think you should put Blair Witch at 6.
I probably, yeah. It's just like... The thing with Blair Witch is that it sucks every inch of my ass.
We were pumped for this movie.
And it was such a letdown.
I just want to, it's not even a letdown as much as it just, it fisted my dick hole. That's what this movie did. This movie grew a fist and just fucking docked violently.
You know, because there's things you're gonna look
I'm
at me
spoiling my list.
You're gonna look at me weird. There are small things about Blair Witch that I do like.
Name more than one. Name more than one right now.
Okay, I will name more than one. First, underutilized body horror aspect of the weird centipede that was in her foot could have been so cool.
What was it instead?
It was just fucking nothing.
It was just
a fucking thing.
Nothing.
I know, that's what I'm saying. What I'm talking about is I think that there are concepts in the movie that could have been cool, just didn't fucking go anywhere. That's one. I think because it like starts to go into like fucking time travel kind of.
And aliens and shit.
That was stupid.
I don't think it was aliens. It's just what the lights made us think.
I think the time travel thing also could have been cool. I thought, again, going back to the body horror thing of...
It would explain why he waited 20 years to look for his fucking sister.
Yeah. I think with snapping the
little thing...
That's the
one... Oh, yeah. Broke her in half.
And she broke... Yeah, that's fucking awesome. I thought that could have been utilized more,
but
it happens once.
What about when they ran back into them later and they comically had, like, beards?
Yeah. That was fucking stupid.
And when they showed the witch.
Well, here's another thing about that is...
Are they based off a toy?
See, the Todd McFarlane witch toy, I actually like. I think it's cool.
The fact that they used it later in a movie.
It is just shocking that they actually did that in the movie. That they literally went by that. Like, almost, it's like a fucking fan movie.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut on Blair Witch because I'm going to
talk
about it later.
Oh, I know it's higher on yours. It's just...
I debated putting it even higher than where it is.
I really, really hated it. I really did.
Anyway, watch the first 30 minutes twice.
That's right. But the reason why it's so low to me is because it doesn't keep me up at night hating it so much.
Until we watch Blair Witch 2.
I think also because after watching the shit show that was Blair Witch, I watched an even worse horror movie, in my opinion, which was The Forest. I think The Forest was worse than...
It wasn't as insulting because... Oh, no, because you'd even say, like, I've heard arguments that Blair Witch, well, it was originally The Woods, and they just tacked the name on. No, they have all the fucking imagery.
No.
Like, they have the Blair Witch totems, they have the rock stack, they have the house, they have this was Blair Witch. They didn't tack on the Heather part. Fucking Blair Witch. Can we just go? Can we just move on?
I will talk. I'll talk about the Shallows briefly.
Because now we have to talk about 70 and 6. Thanks to you.
Shallows briefly. You know, everything you said. It's just, I just didn't give a shit.
It could have been good.
Honestly, of all the movies on my worst of list, this one I think had the most potential to be great and just fell. Just super, super flat. And I wish
hard was Blair Witch to make? How hard?
Yeah, that too.
First one's fine.
Yeah, Blair Witch Shadows basically the same to me. Blair Witch more so just I was like, come on. Why are you going to completely shit on this?
I was angry.
And the Shallows, I'm going to still bitch about her not eating the whale. She needed to do more.
Starving at that point, though.
There needed to be more of me actually thinking that Blake Lively is fighting for her life on this rock.
She would really wasn't.
That wasn't really all the shark. I think it would have been more interesting if the shark was just...
It wasn't all the shark. After it bit her once, it's just that the shark's there.
Well, yeah, but I think...
We didn't even really see it.
But it's ruined by the end.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Seriously, go to YouTube. It's probably on there. Look at the fucking end of the Shallows.
I think actually in our Shallows review, I talked about this, about how I wish that at the end of the Shallows, the shark was just like a baby shark. I thought it would have been amazing.
Yeah, I wish the buoy that it got impaled on just said Acme on it.
It would have actually fit.
What a fucking fella. Or just had the like the fucking sound effect.
Yeah.
Ugh.
All right, what you got, Kyle?
My number 7 was The Boy. This movie's fucking stupid. For one, you expect us to buy into a fucking doll. Whatever. It's Annabelle with a boy doll. That's what we assumed. No, it's just some scruffy dude in the fucking wall. There was like nothing supernatural about it at all. It's such a cop-out bullshit ending.
Well, which...
To a bullshit movie. And those old people drown themselves by just walking into water. It's not how drowning works.
Well, they technically put stones in there.
Oh, a couple
pockets,
stones in each
but
pocket.
That's the thing, though. It's not like if actual people that did that.
They put gravel in their pockets and walked into the ocean.
People that actually used to do that would, like, tie cinder blocks to themselves and stuff. Like,
These people, no. The boy is fucking terrible.
Well, it was just boring, and the main girl wasn't really that good in it. She was a Walking Dead playing Maggie.
I didn't even recognize her until we recorded it.
And just... And
Brams. Gotta feed Brams.
The whole plot is really just a cop-out of, hey, don't you think this is creepy? Well, we're going to put this in the movie, and we're not really going to make it creepy just because you already think it's creepy, so we're not going
to... Yeah, at the end of the movie, the doll's just a fucking doll.
Yeah, there's nothing...
The Brams every now and then moves. He climbs out of the walls, and...
It's kind
of
like Clowns, about how everybody, like, you can just put a clown in a movie. You don't have to actually work to make it unsettling. It's just, like, unsettling because it's a fucking clown.
At least Brams looks like a real doll instead of Annabelle.
Yeah.
Who looks at that doll and goes, I should buy that for my kid?
Which is really weird because I don't know, maybe if
Annabelle
it was like...
Annabelle from a good movie?
What? Yeah.
I've never seen Annabelle. I'm shitting on it. It might be fine.
Well, visually with Annabelle, it's stupid looking. And I don't know if maybe it was licensing or what with not using the Raggedy Ann doll. Because I think that's something more unsettling.
Yeah, but I would think Raggedy Ann people are like, the fuck if you're making our dolls evil?
Yeah. But are they still a company, though? Is that still a thing?
I would imagine.
Is it like the Sock Monkeys?
People still make Sock Monkeys.
Yeah, but is there a company that controls the Sock Monkey Empire?
I mean, they could.
Is Gibby the head of the Sock Monkey Empire?
Oh, don't be a monkeyist. I mean, it could be like, well, you weren't alive when Child's Play came out, were you?
When did it come out?
Like 89?
No.
So you weren't alive. But there was a doll that like everybody wanted called My Buddy.
Yeah. My Buddy.
And then Kid Skipper.
Mm-hmm. I do know those toys, though. Yeah.
Child's Play fucking ruined
they
company.
Ruined that company.
Because I can tell you, like, every kid wanted a My Buddy because it was cool. And then Child's Play came out. We're all like, fuck you. It might have been before.
What was the female My Buddy?
Kid Skipper.
So that was a female. There was another one, though. I thought they came around at the same time period. I don't know. I never had a My Buddy, but I remember seeing
it. Nobody. Everybody that had one burned it alive. Or not alive.
I'm surprised that they never did anything with, like, a Furby that, like, ruined the Furbies.
Gremlins.
See, Gremlins was the closest, but Furbies came out after Gremlins.
I'm sure.
I have my Gizmo Furby.
I'm sure there's been some shitty movie that we're just not thinking
of. Yeah, there probably has been.
Yeah, God, I hated the boy.
What's your number six? What you got?
Number six, probably the most boring movie on my list. The absolute boring movie was Batman versus Superman. Everything from the trailer was a dream sequence. There's a stupid thing where she fucking throws the thing in the water. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
And then immediately swims down to get it. Like, why did you?
It's a lance that's a kryptonite lance because, again, we're going to have even, like, Zack Snyder thinks he's so clever with all these fucking Jesus allegories.
Ugh.
Guess what?
It's fucking Superman.
It's fucking Superman. And, fuck. Yeah, Lois Lane has a spear that's gonna kill Jesus because allegories. And Superman or no one is near her.
No.
And Wonder Woman says, we need the spear. And then it cuts to Lois Lane going, I need the spear. And then goes in there, gets the spear and gives it to him.
They're nowhere near each other because Batman has the brilliant idea of, we need to lure him to the city. What kind of fucking... Like, they were out in the middle of nowhere, right?
Yeah.
No, I have to lure the giant fucking murderous thing to the city. You dumb son of a bitch. Why? I hated this movie.
That movie is higher on my list.
I don't think it's like the worst of the worst, like people try to make out to be.
See, I think it's like one of the worst.
But it's really fucking bad.
My number five, I'm going to say real fast because it is The Boy, because that movie sucked my balls.
Fuck The Boy.
It was just boring. It sucked. I hated it. It's your number five.
My number five is, we're going to keep this short for you.
Okay.
My number five is X-Men Apocalypse.
Oh, yeah. No. We're just going to go right back. I'm just going to go to what my next one is.
Yeah, we'll talk about X-Men Apocalypse later. Or should I just say right now? It's fucking terrible. I hated the portrayals. fuck you with fucking up the Phoenix again. Oscar Isaac, you're still okay, even though your direction was pure shit.
My number four was Yoga Hosers, because fuck that movie. Fuck you, Kevin Smith. I'm so sick of you.
I feel guilty. Stop. That the first time I watched it, I enjoyed it.
Stop fucking making movies.
Oh, no, he's got moose jaws.
Jesus Christ. It's just, how can you start, like, how... If we're going to talk about, like, fucking M. Night Shyamalan...
He got lucky.
Let's talk about fucking Kevin Smith, about starting off so promising and getting lucky. Career, and, yeah, and then just fucking unraveling.
Because as much as I enjoy Mallrats, it's not great.
You know...
Or his Clerks is great. Jason Amy's great.
It just hurts.
Yoga's is insulting.
Yeah, it's an insulting movie. It's terrible. It's not funny. I don't even remember the plot at all.
Snossy? What were they called? Bratzies.
Bratzies, yeah.
And his shit daughter. Yeah. Can't act. Johnny Depp's daughter?
She can act.
She's fine.
Yeah, she's great.
Johnny Depp?
Not really that
tolerable.
Good. Well, yeah, he was better in this
one. He was better than he was in Tusk.
But yeah, your daughter's not really good. And you can't stop making fucking these stupid joke movies.
Yeah, start on a joke as a podcast.
I'm done with that. It's nope, just,
we got Moose Jaw still. We got one more fucker.
His whole thing is, oh, I can make this movie because I can. That's his whole thing now. He can just make movies because
my
he
name
can.
Will make a profit.
Yeah. You know what? Kevin Smith is the fucking Roman Reigns.
Nah, because Roman Reigns movies. Is getting better.
Well, yeah, but... well, let me explain. Let me put my arm.
I hope your arm just got concussed.
I've had my arm behind me this entire time. About how, like, this is, I'm going, like, Roman Reigns from, like, a year ago.
He didn't get worse, though.
Well, no, I'm not talking about his ability, I'm talking about his personality, of, like...
Oh, he didn't have to try?
Cause yeah, I don't have to try, because I know that I'm gonna make money, and I know that people are gonna watch it. That's how Kevin Smith is. That's exactly how, like, Roman Reigns was. He's vastly improved. In attitude and in the ring. It's, like, this pompous attitude that he acts like it isn't, but it totally is.
I can tell you, when I first saw it, it was a screening with him.
Well, Tusk, he was acting less pompous asshole.
Oh, Yoga Hosers, he just flat out was like, yeah, why the fuck not?
Yeah.
Why not? I think it'd be funny. His big thing was to make movies for him and his friends to laugh at. Those are called home movies.
And yeah, and think of how much money that you've wasted on this. And going back to Roman Reigns, it's like, how many wrestlers have fought to try to be in the spot that are more deserving than you, and you're just shitting over them?
Yeah.
I feel insulted by Kevin Smith's poor movies, not because they're poor movies, more so because this fucking asshole is making these movies and wasting this money on just shit when other people could be making, like, actually fun, funny movies.
Well, a good example is, I'm sure, I don't know if I told it, but at the same convention, Lloyd Kaufman was there.
Yeah.
And shit all over Kevin Smith.
As he should.
For not, he didn't thank him. Like, Lloyd did a bunch of work for him at the event. Kevin Smith was late. Yeah. Wasn't even in there for his own screening. He left, because when we left, he was coming in. Nah, I don't know. And he seemed like a dick out in the hall. I don't know if some shit was going on, but we saw him in passing. He just looked like an asshole.
Yeah, I mean,
who knows? You know, that's just a lot of shit could have been going on. I don't know. I'm not saying he's an asshole.
I don't really give a shit, though. He can go fuck himself, because, you know, how many more times he was on Joe Rogan podcast, I think like a couple weeks ago, and because I'm fucking an idiot, I listened to it. How many more goddamn times are you going to talk about the fucking making of Clerks?
That's all he honestly has. That's all he fucking has.
That's all he fucking talks about. It's the same fucking story. Just stop.
Yeah,
I'm so over. I should have put fucking Yoga Hosers, because the movie sucked ass. I hated it, and I hate Kevin Smith now. I wish I didn't hate Kevin Smith now.
This Clerks is a movie that opened the door for so many people that thought they'd never make it to try.
Yeah, and
he was such a gateway for great filmmakers, and I will always
like.
I think you would agree with that. We'll always say that.
And but. Like, I have my copy of Clerks that I bought from the video store on VHS. Before they went out of business, I bought it because I used to check it out all the time. And I have it autographed, you know, by Dante. Or not Dante. Fucking Randall.
No, it's by Dante.
Or is it by Dante? Yeah, but Jesus Christ.
We didn't meet Jeff Anderson.
Didn't meet him yet. Brian O'Halloran. Yeah, I got signed by him. I got signed by, I can't remember her name for some reason. Character name and regular name.
We're assholes. I love this movie. I'll remember
I'm a douche. I have an excuse. You don't have any goddamn excuse.
No, I just have an old man memory.
I would love to have it signed by Randall. I would love to have...
Muse?
Muse, I don't really give a shit about Kevin Smith anymore, honestly. Because it's just like, fuck you, dude. You can't
insult your fan base, yeah. Which is why you're doing with these movies.
And this is coming from somebody that Clerks still It'd be like if we movies.
Started out like this and all of a sudden we're getting like 5 million listeners per episode. So we're just doing an episode where we just fart in the mic. Because like,
fucking listen to it, you fucking pig. Eat your slop, pig. That's what Kevin Smith is like.
I don't think he's just yelling pig.
He's just like, fucking pig, eat your fucking shit.
The only funny thing about Kevin Smith still is that he's like, I don't care what critics think. So here, let me read all of these bad reviews and tell you why they're wrong. You do care.
I don't get him. And the thing is that he's old enough that he fucking knows better.
He's old enough to stop making dick jokes.
Yeah.
A movie. I mean, really.
Going back to like Lloyd Kaufman.
Wouldn't it be funny if sausages crawled up your ass? The thing with Lloyd Kaufman is, yeah, he makes terrible movies, but he gives directors and actors opportunities that would never have them.
Yeah.
Can't get your movie made? Fucking Lloyd will help you. Go talk to him. Go to Troma. Like when his panel, he had a director that she was African-American female. She was like, I can't get shit made. And Lloyd took her in, produced her movie. We forgot the title of it or I was going to buy it that night.
Yeah.
Instead, I bought Banana Motherfucker, which we should do sometime.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's about giving people a place for their craft, not necessarily the craft. Kevin Smith has proved can make a good movie. Chasing Amy. Dogma, even. Mm-hmm. It's kind of forgotten. It's well-made
movie. I think in all of his cinematic universe, I guess, because it is kind of like a cinematic universe. I think that's the most underrated one.
Yeah.
It's very clever.
But then you have Tusk and Yoga Hoser. I never saw Red State.
I did, which I liked it at the time, but rewatching it, it's really
good. I even thought Jersey Girl's okay. Didn't like it, but I was glad to see it looked like he was trying to mature as a filmmaker. Mm-hmm. But when those didn't work, he went right back to Clerks 2.
Yep.
That's my problem with Kevin Smith, is every time something doesn't work, he just falls back on what Clerks 3.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking try to get better instead of continually falling back.
Yeah, and you know, going on with Lloyd Kaufman of actually helping people, Kevin Smith instead is making movies where it's the same people that he's been working with for 30 years.
He's helping his friends and family.
Yeah, that's it.
Johnny Depp's daughter, who's best friends with his daughter. Oh, they're going to star in a movie. They've never fucking acted. My wife's going to be in my movies. Muse will be in my movies. Come on, dude. You can get actors. You got Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
Yeah, like, if you're going to make a movie that you know is going to suck, why not hire young actors that need something to remotely get there, even if it sucks?
Or if it's forgettable, like Zach Miri make a porno.
Yeah, and another thing is, he forgets really where he came from, because, again, with a story that he's told for, I don't know, 35 fucking years, about him having to drop everything, you know, maxing out credit cards and selling all his comic books so that he could get roles.
Yeah, why didn't you help someone else that's in that same position?
Yeah, think of where you came from.
So fuck it.
Yeah, Kevin Smith is a fucking douche.
Yeah, he's just, I don't know, pompous, self-righteous, does not give a shit about all the people that paved the way for him to get where he is, like Lloyd Kaufman. He's not giving back.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, he's making a mockery of film by making Tusk and Yoga Hosers and soon to be Moose Jaws.
Yeah, because Yoga Hosers, again, I know we've talked for like 15 minutes about how much we hate Kevin Smith as a person. That's not the reason why this is so high on my list. It's because the movie sucks.
Yeah.
It's unfunny.
In a different director's hands, if they made this feel like an 80s throwback creature feature, maybe. If you take the comedy shit fucking out of it.
Andrea should have done it.
Yeah.
He would have made a good movie.
Because it would have been self-aware.
Yeah. While this was self-aware in like, hey, we're self-aware, self-aware.
This is self-aware in the, haha, I could make shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the self-aware is like, haha, we're going to parody movies that were shit. There's a big difference. This wasn't it. Because, you know, the right hands, this is like fucking Ghoulies or Hobgoblins or there's a place for those.
Yeah. Suck my balls, Kevin Smith. Sunkill Moon is a band that it's primarily just one guy, Brian Kosniak, singer-songwriter. And you know the band War on Drugs.
Mm-hmm.
He was, I think it was like Coachella or something like that. And he heard War on Drugs like it was like drowning out his performance because his is very like small. And so he wrote this song called War on Drugs, Suck My Cock. I feel like I truly want to make a song about Kevin Smith. Just like Kevin Smith, Suck My Cock. Yeah. So that's how I feel about him.
Whatever. You know, if you like him, that's
suck
fine.
Suck my cock, Kevin Smith. Suck my cock.
If we weren't such fans of him back in the day, we would not be this angry at all.
With Kevin Smith, I feel like I know him in a weird way. Just because he's... I feel personal hurt from him just being a fucking douche now.
Yeah, because the way I look at it is, it'd be like if all of a sudden I got famous and rich, and you like came over to the house, I'm like, be gone, peasant. Like, you know, suddenly I'm better than you, and where we came from the same fucking place.
Yeah, and how he just kind of acts like that he isn't in that mindset, but it's
still
so
an indie
clear.
Guy.
It's like, no, motherfucker.
You're
look at your fucking how much money that you took to make this movie. Mm-hmm. You're not a fucking indie guy. Get that shit out of here.
You almost made, was it Green Lantern?
Yeah.
You're not an indie guy.
Yeah.
You might choose to make these lower budget movies.
Quote unquote lower budget.
They're lower than a Hollywood movie would be.
But, yeah.
Because you know Johnny Depp is friends. He's probably doing it for next to nothing. It's much lower budget than a Green Lantern movie would have been. Or Dogma. You're in Dogma. Mm-hmm. I had to be in a lot more money. Chasing Amy.
Fuck you, Kevin.
We on to my number four?
Yes.
All right. Ghostbusters is my number four. Fuck Ghostbusters.
My number three was Ghostbusters, so we'll go ahead and talk about it right now.
I hated Ghostbusters. It was one of the most unfunny comedies I've seen in a long time that starred funny people. Kristen Wiig could have been funny. Kate McKinnon could have been funny. People love Kate McKinnon in this for some reason.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't know why she didn't do anything.
She was the worst.
Leslie Jones was the best.
Oh, yeah. She
and
was
she's
great.
The one, as far as comedy, I like the least.
Leslie Jones, when I watched the trailer, I was like, oh, fuck this. Like, I know this is not going to be good. She's going to be annoying.
But she's the only one that made sense.
Her character made sense. All her motivations make sense. When she's scared at stuff, it's instances where, yeah, you would react that way.
When she's asking questions, it makes sense. Other than that, this movie's just fucking insulting. Like, Chris Hemsworth's entire character
is just terrible.
He's a fucking idiot, and that's funny.
Well, his character is just a...
I'm hot, so it's okay that I'm
dumb. It's, you know, okay, let's do the same thing. Let's gender reverse and have a girl that's, like, fucking stupid but really hot, and come on.
That's my problem with this movie, is the director is smart enough that made people afraid to say it was shit. He knew his movie was shit, so he said, well, if you don't like it, you're sexist. Not working anymore. Kate McKinnon's gay. Her character's gay. So if you don't like the movie, she's gay. It's because she's gay. You don't like it? Remember when he added that, like, 2 weeks later?
Yeah, it was fucking stupid.
Nothing she does in the movie.
And it was in an interview that had nothing to do with that.
He's making excuses for why you should look bad if you didn't like it.
And what sucks is about it, or not the movie necessarily, but sucks about that being a precedent, is that this is coming from a guy that, like, I genuinely enjoy all of his
Bridesmaids.
Yeah, I love
that movie. This is a movie he knew wasn't good. And I will say, a lot of people shit on it when they announced there was women in it. It's not untrue. Not everyone, though.
Yeah. I think that...
We were very excited.
The majority of people that hated it just on a misogynist level...
Didn't watch it.
Well, didn't watch it. And also, I think it's so fucking small, honestly.
Yeah.
Like 1% of the fucking population.
I don't care who's in this. We talked about how great Ryan Gosling's in. You put him in this, it still fucking sucked.
Yeah.
He put the original cast in this. And it would have sucked.
Because the plot wasn't good. It wasn't funny. It was just jumbled together.
It wasn't a reboot, but it was. Wasn't a remake, but was. This is the one they coined that, like, soft reboot. Now, you can't just make up fucking terms because you don't want to call it a remake, but you stole from the original film.
Yeah,
because
it's like, it's not supposed to be in the same universe, but it is.
But it absolutely is.
Something and...
But is it? Because Dan Aykroyd's in it.
And then at the very end, when they say Zool, I was also confused by this. Isn't the ghost in the first one not called Zool? I thought Zool is just the dog.
It's Gozer.
Yeah, why didn't they say Gozer?
Because people know Zool.
Okay.
I don't know. There hopefully won't be a second one.
I don't think this thing made
money.
Well, here's the thing, though. I don't think it made that much money.
But the problem is most reviewers will tell you it was okay.
No,
it wasn't.
It wasn't at all.
It wasn't okay.
You're just scared to be called sexist. And it sucks that it's gotten to that point.
I wanted to walk out of this movie.
We both did. Well, yeah, because we talked about that I wanted to walk out, but I didn't tell you. And if I would have told you, we would have walked out.
Yeah. It was nothing but dick jokes.
It was reverse sexism in, like, its purest form, and a lot of it.
Everything about it was unfunny. There was a couple moments, like, at the very beginning that made us laugh.
Yeah.
I forget what the tour guide said.
Yeah, I was super excited.
But it was really funny, and we're like, all right.
Well, it was... It was, fuck, I can't remember.
I don't remember, but
it was a joke about like a writer like keeping something under the floor. I don't remember.
It was clever. There was some clever humor in the first two minutes.
I was like, okay, cool. All right, let's do this.
And then it went to shit.
And then one thing that I don't remember if I talked about in the initial Ghostbusters review, but I rewatched Ghostbusters, the original one, semi-recently, the last couple months. I realized that... So you see in that movie the start of them, like, what happens that makes them become Ghostbusters. That didn't happen in this movie. They just, like, become Ghostbusters.
Because Kate, or Kristen Wiig, just is like, or Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, I think it's her. It's like,
yeah, we're going to get, I've been catching ghosts.
You're just like, well, okay. What? But there's no, like, reason why that everybody, especially Leslie Jones.
The Ghostbusters ghost logo, she just answered an ad. She went to them.
She went to them and was like.
Because she saw a ghost.
And then she was like, yeah, we're Ghostbusters. And then that's how they became Ghostbusters.
So to reiterate, to explain this movie. Oh, the main villain of this is a fucking nerd that lives in his mom's basement.
Which 100% is... Yeah, it's just...
Audience proxy.
Yeah.
He's just making fun of the audience. And he turns into the Ghostbuster logo ghost, and they shoot him in the dick. That's how the movie ends. It's fucking stupid. Harold Ramis, I think I made the joke then. I said he's probably glad he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
How much money did they pay Bill Murray to have a cameo in this?
So, oh my God, probably so much.
And I still think Bill Murray's character in this was Bill Murray.
Mm-hmm.
When he's just shitting on him.
Yeah, it's like, fuck this.
This is why they didn't want to do it. Dan Aykroyd is Kevin Smith territory. He's fucking oblivious.
Well, yeah.
He just wants money so he can make more vodka.
Crystal Head vodka. I've actually had Crystal Head vodka, by the way.
Have you? It's good.
It is very good. And it comes in a cool bottle from the ass Dan Aykroyd, the alien motherfucker.
So we wanted to like Ghostbusters. We really did.
How does Dan Aykroyd believe in the Illuminati when he's in the fucking movie industry? Wouldn't you, like, know then?
It's Dan Aykroyd.
Like, isn't the whole thing about the Illuminati that they're in the movie industry, but, like, he is in the movie industry, so he would, like, know for sure if there's lizard people, but he still, like, doesn't know if there's lizard people?
Maybe he is a lizard person.
No, he's not, because he proved it. He had somebody ask him if he was a lizard, and he said no.
Oh, yeah, because lizards always have to be.
Lizards can't say, if you're a lizard person, you can't say that you're not a lizard person. You have to just avoid the question.
Made up these bullshit rules. We just need to get talk to Dan Aykroyd one day.
Absolutely.
All right. What was your number four?
Number four.
Because you skipped to three, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, my number four was Yoga Hosers. But I went ahead and said my number three, which was Ghostbusters.
Okay, so I need to say my number three then.
Yeah.
My number three is Blair Witch.
Okay, so yours is a lot higher.
It almost made number one.
It sucked my balls, but like I said, you know, I think honestly, the reason why I think that I was more okay with it was because we watched The Forest, and that destroyed me mentally.
See, Blair Witch, though, to me is everything that's wrong with horror today. Literally everything that's wrong.
See, I think The Forest for me.
Unlikable characters, they show too much. Which is what made the first one so good. Especially when I found out, like, when they're running in Blair Witch Project, she goes, what the fuck is that? You were supposed to see the witch. But they didn't know to turn the camera. It works so much better. But this shows everything. They have a drone for no reason. She has the fucking leg leaf. Goes fucking nowhere.
She could have been so cool. Just because it looked cool. It was a really cool prosthetic. And then
there's no...
Erwin, the drone... All the stuff with the drone that never really went anywhere for some reason.
And then the fucking tunnel crawling and the time flippy floppy.
Yeah, again, the tunnel crawling could have been cool, but it just sucked.
It reminded me, it was just wreck or quarantine is what that reminded me of. That's like such a cliche shot.
Yeah. Oh my God. There were so many trailer bait shots in the movie too.
Yeah. Or show Heather.
Yeah.
I think they asked her to be back in and she's like, nope, too busy growing weed.
Oh yeah.
Because she's a fine pot farmer.
Yeah, she's fine, and she wants to not have anything to do with Blair Witch.
Do you blame her?
No.
People thought she was really dead.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked up.
Fucked her career up. I mean, I don't blame her at all for her response to it. Although, I mean,
Josh Leonard still made movies. It didn't fuck him up too bad.
With her, though, again, I'm not in this position. I think that embracing it is a better idea than trying to snuff it out.
She's just getting stoned. I don't think she is, though, because, like, in interviews, it depends on who's asking her the questions.
Yeah.
Some interviews, she's fine with it. and said she almost did the movie.
Yeah.
Like, had a cameo in it and just felt it was unnecessary.
Well, I think now she's more laid back. But at the beginning, though, she was super...
Well, they were getting, like, hate mail and death threats and because people thought they were actually dead. Like, people didn't believe she was who she said she was.
It's I mean, like I said, I've never been in that position before where I need to, you know...
Prove that you really are Lincoln Hall?
Well, not that. I had to do that at the fucking hospital.
Yeah, but they believed you when you did it.
No, never been in the position of where I have something that is super notorious that I've done, that everybody, like, knows me from, that I try to distance myself from, but I can't distance myself. Like, I don't know anything. Never gone through that. I have never been a meme. I don't know.
No, they should have cut the Heather stuff in this movie is fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah.
20 years later, I'm going to look for my sister.
Yeah, that's the biggest
20 fucking years.
And just characters that don't talk like real people. I mean, it's... honestly, it's like as bad as the fucking movie we watched, The Gallows.
No, no. The Gallows is far fucking worse.
Well, not the main character, but I'm saying like the other characters and stuff. It's about as bad as that.
It's people acting like they're real. We need to sound real because we're in a found footage movie. Just don't act.
Yeah.
Just talk. Ugh. Hated the movie. The one cool visual is a girl bending backwards, but they like cut it so quick.
See, I liked it.
And it was dark. Well, it was dark.
I liked that, though.
They should have done more with it.
Yeah, I would have enjoyed if that happened again. I did like how quick it was. I think that's what really was better visceral.
But then it went nowhere, and they were just like, whatever. Yeah. She was the only character we liked.
Mm-hmm.
When they snapped in half.
And I hated the dude.
Oh,
and
the crazy dude that tried to kill her at the end.
Yeah, and again, they could have done a lot with their characters of have a cool thing where it turns into like a murder.
And the fact that we're pretty sure the witch edited this movie together. That's something that we can't just forget about. Like, they use drone footage.
Yep,
drone footage. Use iPhone footage. Mm-hmm. They use camera footage. Mm-hmm. And they use an old DV camera footage.
Yeah.
Was this all found? Did the witch just make a little care packet for somebody?
Here you go, all this stuff.
They all died in separate fucking places. Mm-hmm. I just picture the witch, like, editing in her little house. it's been great. What the fuck?
Oh, did you see that it's actually looking like more of a possibility, like a real possibility, of the full, 14 hours of Blair Witch footage to be released?
Really?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
I read a thing about it the other day, because there was a big...
The original.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like the big petition about it and stuff, and they really wanted to do it, and they want to release it either just like online to buy or in like a Blu-ray format.
I think Blu-ray would be more accessible than trying to download 14 fucking hours of.
Yeah. And it would be really cool. I obviously am not going to watch it in one sitting, but...
No, but it would be interesting to see.
I think like over the course of 2 weeks, just watch like an hour a day.
It's got to be better than this piece of shit.
Where are we at? Two?
Number two.
All right. Well, Kyle. My number two is Batman vs. Superman, because it sucked my fucking balls.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I have not been this, I want to call it like angrily bored, of where I'm just bored as shit.
This is a long fucking movie.
And I am tired, and I am physically getting a headache because I'm so bored by a fucking movie that's just making me angry the entire time.
Yep.
That was this fucking movie. And it's not, I'm not mad because Zack Snyder didn't validate my insecurities of loving costume superheroes. It has nothing to do with that. I have no real emotional investment in a fucking Batman versus Superman movie.
I don't know why people wanted this movie.
Yeah. I wanted it to be a stupid movie of Batman beating up Superman.
Well, until he finds out their moms have the same name.
Oh, that's right. Suck my ass. And then Doomsday. Just everything sucks. Just as a movie, it's terrible.
It's boring.
The best part
was Aquaman. Like, they didn't edit his cues. He just stares at the screen for like 10 seconds and then takes off. Or it's longer than 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah. It was.
Why didn't they edit that? There's obviously like a guy waiting for his cue, right?
Mm-hmm. Jason Momoa is just confused.
And just looking around.
Just hanging out.
Ugh.
And yeah, so Superman sucks because every time that he does anything heroic, he's like pained by it. Again, Zack Snyder, fucking Ayn Rand fucking asshole.
Superman is just Superman.
Inject your fucking Zack Snyder. Why can't you just make a fun movie?
Like, Batman does kill people in this.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he machine guns them.
Smokes people.
Guns them down.
Which is fine, but they never, like, talk about it. I feel like that should have been kind of a plot thing. And, you know, with Suicide Squad, this is kind of the same thing of it. It's like they took 9 movies and somehow edited them together.
Yeah.
And the reason why Batman vs. Superman is number 2 is just because I was in disbelief by how bad it was. It is a worse movie than Gods of Egypt. If you're looking at like a plot, like plot moving forward, it's worse.
There's no plot in this.
Yeah, there's just things happening and characters talking, and you're supposed to like it because you know who Batman and who Superman is. And that's it. But Superman doesn't do shit in the movie.
I've never understood though, like, we want to see two good guys fight.
Why? Well, here's the thing. What people wanted in this movie, at least in my opinion, what most people that like comic books and stuff, they wanted Dark Knight Return, which is fine. One of the greatest graphic novels. Bleh, this just sucked. This was nothing like that.
It was boring.
It had no actual story like that, because the thing in Dark Knight Returns,
it had
is
no story.
When Batman and Superman fight in it, it's there's actually like real reasons why they do it, and it's like really cool.
And this is just Batman doesn't like him.
Yeah, it's just
and Superman's a dick.
It's just like bad. Bad slash good wrestling of where you have a heel that's just like, I don't like you and I just want to beat you up.
Well, that's good wrestling.
Yeah, but in like a movie where I'm supposed to care about these people.
All right, I'm going to talk about my number 2 and 1 because you're going to talk for an hour.
Okay.
And number 2, Yoga Hosers.
Yeah.
What more can be said about Yoga Hosers? Yeah. Don't watch it. My number 1 was my most anticipated movie of 2016. And it was the biggest fucking mess of a film I've ever seen. That was Suicide Squad. A movie that repeated itself all the time. I would love to know what this movie was before the studio, like, butchered it. What was this movie? I'm not saying it would have been great, but it might have been fine.
You know,
I imagine it was more of a Harley Quinn vehicle, the original.
I thought about that a lot, about what the movie would have been before the studio meddling.
Because this is all chopped up.
But the thing is, I still don't think it would have been good.
No, I don't either.
Yeah.
But I just wonder, like, what was it? Did they take stuff out? Because they did. Everything in the trailer is not in the movie.
Yeah, there's tons of stuff in the trailer that wasn't in there.
This movie's a fucking mess. Even plot-wise, with the Enchantress. You know what would have been fine about getting the Suicide Squad together? To fight a supernatural thing like the Enchantress. It's not really what Suicide Squad's built for, but whatever. Don't show us the Flash and Batman in this movie. You showed superheroes are here. We know they are in the universe.
Yeah.
Why did you need to get all these criminals together? And I get the Suicide Squad. They are a real thing. I love the Suicide Squad. Love it. I had you read the New 52. It's fantastic.
It's really good.
That's all I wanted this fucking movie to be. Joker can fuck off. Joker can fuck right off. Will Smith, I love you. Don't be in this movie.
Yeah, I suck.
You're not Deadshot. You're fucking Will Smith.
Yeah, I was just
Will You Smith. Wear the mask once.
Also the movie.
Margot Robbie, I will say, went all balls to the wall. I thought she was great as Harley Quinn. I really liked her. The music.
It's terrible.
I'm fucking guess who's back. Back again. I'm like, are they seriously fucking doing this? While
Killer Croc sucked. Captain Boomerang was great until the very end when he completely just went against everything that his
character
came
back.
Was. Yeah, fuck
we
that.
We knew he would. Like, he's gonna fucking come back.
Kyle, this is Katana. Your sword steals the souls of its victims.
Holy
That's
fuck.
A real line in a real movie.
I actually put the actual line after the Suicide Squad review. So if you go back, if you've never caught it before, check out our Suicide Squad review. After the outro music, I put the fucking snippet from the movie. I liked Katana. I really like Katana. They didn't do anything with her in this movie.
Yeah.
So Suicide Squad was fucking easy. Easy goddamn movie. You know why it's easy? Because you already made a Suicide Squad movie with different characters that were good, and you called it Guardians of the Galaxy. The Suicide Squad should have been like crazy fucked up fun.
And it shouldn't have involved any... The thing with Enchantress that I think is fucking stupid.
Well, the CGI? Because that was fucking terrible.
Yeah, that was bad. Why are we doing Enchantress right off the bat?
You shouldn't have.
Why was it... Yeah, it should have just been a self-contained little thing, you know? Think of if we're going to... Okay, if we're going to tie in the Batman and Superman universe, let's use some kind of smaller criminal from, like, Batman, because he has, you know, the best villain list, that you're not going to use for a Batman movie. So, let me think... Penguin comes to mind. I don't see him in a movie.
No, but somebody.
That is small, that they can deal with, and don't, still be in the universe.
At the end, show like the Suicide Squad, like they're suddenly the Breakfast Club and they're all friends.
Even though that was like the best part of the movie.
Oh, it's when they were in the bar?
Yeah.
That was great because it was an hour and a half into the movie before they took a break to let them just talk.
Yeah.
To just let them talk. But at the end, they're like friends. Like they like and care about each other. No, they fucking don't. They all have a common thing and they want to fucking kill people. And they'll explode if they don't.
Oh, another line from the
movie. They will die.
Even though there's the katana line, but there's also the line, and I quote, the direct quote, this is some kind of Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
What was the Harley Quinn line, like when she introduced herself?
Oh, it was, hi, I'm Harley Quinn. Nice to meet you. Oh, I love your perfume. Is that the stench of death? And I was like, oh, no, that's not. That's too much.
Too much.
It's way too much. Or why does Harley Quinn, why did they give Harley Quinn her phone back that has the Joker's name number? What happened to the guy that,
I love how
Donnie Wahlberg or whatever, that was, gets the Joker and then is like, I'm going to kill you or something. And he's like, what? And then he's never seen again.
He is, though. He said that in the original. Because the Joker gets him.
I guess I think he's the
one. He's the one that gave Harley Quinn her phone.
Oh, that's right.
Because Joker.
See, I forget that every time.
Yeah, he's the one that gave her the phone.
Yeah, because I always forget. I always forget who gives her the phone for some
reason. It's his character. After Joker's like, hey, look at me.
That's right. Yeah, because I remember I watched the Red Letter Media review, and I felt better about forgetting that because they kept forgetting.
And then when they went back, so that's how they. That's how she got the phone. Still, it's fucking dumb. And then Joker breaks her out of the fucking end.
And then she, yeah, it's.
Viola Davis is great.
Kind of. I don't know.
The problem is
I liked her a lot at the beginning. I don't know.
Here's my bit. The big problem with the movie is the first 30 minutes is introducing the characters. The next 30 minutes is Viola Davis introducing the fucking characters.
Yeah.
What the fuck? We just sit there while they're all in prison. Here's all the characters. Oh, here's some wacky stuff. Here's, oh, look, oh, look, this is why they're here. Hey, they're out of prison. Hey, look, here's some wacky stuff. Here's why they're here. Shut the fuck up. The first hour 20 minutes of this movie didn't need to happen at all. It was such, this movie's a fucking mess. And I wanted it to be good, and it was so fucking easy for this to be good.
How do you think that was? Some kind of Suicide Squad?
This is one that frustrates me because how fucking hard was it to make this movie?
Wow, going straight into mine, how fucking hard was it to make X-Men Apocalypse, you fucking idiots? Come the fuck on.
Where was the Juggernaut?
Come the fuck on. I know.
I'm just going to sit back.
All of you are sick.
I'm just going to push my mic away. Just going to put it over here.
All of you are sick about me talking about X-Men.
No,
I get it.
No, they love it. Go ahead.
But I just need one more for the end of the year. How fucking hard is it for you who have made X-Men First Class? You make X-Men Days of Future Past. Days of Future Past, has problems with it. But it's a fucking great X-Men movie.
I hated it.
I know you hated it, but you just fuck everything. You just take it all and just fuck it up.
I'm just glad they didn't fucking waste time with the Phoenix and shit, because that's fucking lame.
Wow, I'm so happy that, like, the best fucking, arguably, best Marvel character, like, written of, like, story. I know a lot of people are going to disagree with me. I don't give a shit. I think the Phoenix story is so great. I think Jean Grey is so great. Just because of, like, how long, like, the slow burn is for everything.
Slow burn? She just becomes Phoenix whenever she wants. It's fine.
And you take Beast and you just fuck him up. You just ruin his character. Just, he's not even the same character that's been in the previous movies. You just ruin him. And then we take fucking Oscar Isaac, one of the best actors right now.
I love that man.
Watch fucking Inside Llewyn Davis and tell me that's not like,
it's Ex Machina.
Yeah, Ex Machina, fucking Most Violent Year. Come on.
Force Awakens?
He's amazing. Yeah, so let's just cover him in really, really shitty prosthetics. Give him a really shitty character to portray. Let's have him not do anything, even though it's fucking Apocalypse from the goddamn X-Men. Hey, Kyle, you know what Apocalypse can do? You know what his powers are?
Nothing.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate. Wrong, because he's fucking Apocalypse. You guys, all the goddamn mutant power. It's like the original fucking mutant. So then we have fucking Phoenix. I didn't think I was going to get angry, but I'm angry now. Ooh, it's all coming back. there's no brakes on this train. It ain't stopping where I'm going.
It will. You're just going to get
dizzy. There ain't stopping where I'm going.
You're
going
to get dizzy and fall over in a minute.
Because you cast... Okay, so we have Phoenix, that, and more importantly, Jean Grey, who is, you know, in my opinion, the best.
She's just there to see Wolverine.
You go fuck yourself. I think, you know, she is the best, first and foremost, she's the best X-Men character.
Jubilee?
Was that real? She's not even in the movie.
It's not real.
Quicksilver? You better hold the fuck on. Call that shit. Jean Grey is, you know, the best X-Men character and, you know, most well-written, most deep.
If the movies have taught me anything, it's Mystique and Wolverine. They're the only ones worth watching. And Magneto, apparently.
And so you cast the girl that plays fucking Sansa Stark as fucking Jean Grey. You idiots.
Every movie we've watched for the Game of Thrones person has sucked.
Yeah. Fucking morons. You cast this shitty actress in what's supposed to be a prominent role, and you just fuck it all up. You just fuck it all up to where the Phoenix is fucking inside of her, some bullshit.
Yeah, I don't think that's her fault.
Huh?
It's not her fault.
It's her fault for sucking.
Yeah, but even if it was a good actress, it would have sucked.
Yeah. It would have. God, it would have been terrible. Because I don't know why the Phoenix is that hard. Especially because if you're trying to make like a Marvel Cinematic Universe kind of thing like you're doing with X-Men.
The Phoenix could be its own fucking movie.
Well, that is the best opportunity for you to like slow burn something for like fucking five movies. Because the Phoenix is something that is, honestly, it doesn't transition well. And I think the reason why it doesn't transition well is because people just haven't given it enough thought to try to make a transition. They just want to, Phoenix. It's done. Because that's the worst part of that, is that Phoenix uses her, Jean Grey, you know, uses the Phoenix Force to destroy Apocalypse. Apocalypse doesn't do shit in the movie. Nothing. He does nothing.
And you like a bubble.
And you establish that she uses the Phoenix Force and immediately kills him. Where do you go from there? Where do you go? What do you do? You just showed that you can beat the most powerful mutant.
All right. What about Magneto in this movie, though? What about his story arc? What about his family? Whatnot?
Okay, so here's the thing. I actually am going to backpedal a little bit on the Magneto thing, because I'm a shitty X-Men fan. And I forgot that actually was a part in the comics that happened.
It's still dumb.
However, still didn't fucking fit with the movie at all. And are we just going to let Magneto just, like, be cool with everybody, where he's just like, hey, cool vibes, you know? Cool vibes. And just like, you killed a country, you asshole. Like, you helped all this shit.
Yeah.
And you've just been murdering people.
Nah, he's cool now.
And they're like, old chap. And then at the end, they're like, oh, but we still don't agree with each other. Isn't that right, Xavier? And Xavier's all like, I'm bald. And Magneto's all like, yeah, I totally like killed a lot of people, but you still think I'm pretty cool. And that's the end.
Well, no, Mystique has to lead the new army. I think she's done.
I hope so. I wish that... Why Carrie Fisher and not fucking her?
Wow.
I hate her so much.
She's not terrible.
She is a waste of life.
She's made some good movies.
If I was an alien, I would abduct her and suck her into the moon.
Like an alien abduction? Would you throw a camera out the window?
Oh, God, I forgot about that movie until just now.
Not me. I'll always remember that movie.
She sucked as Mystique so fucking bad. And I'm going even to like First Class.
I don't think it mattered who played Mystique.
Yeah. I mean, it just.
The character Mystique just sucked.
And she.
It only got worse after Hunger Games.
Mm hmm.
Because suddenly it's like, well, hey, we got this big star signed on for three fucking movies.
Yeah, we gotta milk the fuck out of this.
And
which, honestly, to a point in Days of Future Past, I was okay with it, of her prominent role.
Because it fit.
It did fit around the kind of plot.
In Apocalypse, I don't think she's super prominent, is she? Other than the end?
Not as much until the end.
Because she's gone for most of the movie,
she's gone,
right?
For a while, but like the thing is that she's used as like the main plot device to start shit. She's the one that goes and finds Storm. She's the one that originally finds Apocalypse. That's she's it. The one that gets all the shit. So she is like the spark that ignites the plot, and it's fucking stupid because there's no reason why it's fucking Mystique, who shouldn't give a shit about anybody.
She doesn't.
Why? And
Because Hugh Jackman and Halle Berry didn't want to do it anymore.
I don't blame them. You know, the thing about Hugh Jackman is that...
Do you want to talk about being typecast? That's his most famous role.
And it sucks, you know?
Halle Berry, that's not her most famous role. Her most famous thing is showing her tits in Monsters Ball.
Oh, was or that Swordfish. Monsters Ball? I thought it was Gothica for some reason.
I don't think she gets naked in Gothica. Okay. Who the fuck remembers Gothica?
For some, that's the one I always remember.
What the fuck? Nobody remembers that movie.
Yeah, I feel bad about him. Because, again, people that think that Harrison Ford is in the wrong for hating Han Solo so much, it's like, come on. When you've done fucking Blade Runner and the thing that...
I still think he's more known for Indiana Jones than Han Solo.
No, I think it's Han Solo, honestly. Because anytime that anybody brings up Harrison Ford, it's immediately Star Wars. That people
see,
think about.
I immediately go Indiana Jones.
I think it kind of depends on the person. But for the most part, I think it's Star Wars.
Because he was the lead in this,
yeah,
with this character. I love Harrison Ford. But then you have people like Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher, and they'll fucking eat it up.
Yeah, which is great. But it's people that want to break out, you know, like,
but
you know,
yeah,
Hugh
like
Jackman.
Natalie Portman, I think, one of her Queen Amidala, when I think she did her best work as a
Black
fucking...
Swan was her best.
Yeah, well, it's professional.
Yeah. And Hugh Jackman, I don't blame him for not wanting to fucking do Wolverine anymore, because he's a good actor and can do a lot more than be a fucking shitty version of Wolverine. Fucking sucks.
Just thought of Les Mis.
John Valjean! He was great in Les Mis. He was great in Les Mis.
He was. It's he was just great. Hilarious. Russell Crowe's the one that cracks me the fuck up.
Russell Crowe was great, though.
I like Russell Crowe. I think the problem with X-Men is every third movie sucks.
Oh, boy. Yeah, because we have to tell the audience that we're self-aware that my movie sucks fucking ass.
And they basically do shit. What did...
What they're shitting on is the third X-Men, is X3. But what they're inadvertently shitting on is their own fucking movie.
Because I forget what it was. They came from the theater.
They come from Return of the Jedi.
Okay. Yeah, and so the third one's always the worst.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's supposed to be a poke of like, haha.
You know what would have been a great scene in Apocalypse?
What?
Showing them in the mall, hanging out.
Yeah. And then showing like, you know,
showing
them
being treated differently for being...
God, what am I trying to... you know, in Ant-Man, they're always talking about like Paul Rudd like being like a shitty person, but he's never like...
They never show it.
They never show him being a shitty person. It's the same thing with them about how they talk about people not being okay with mutants.
But it shows them.
They never show it.
They sat in a fucking theater.
They sat in a theater, had no problems. They went to the mall and fucking hung out, and then they came home in a taxi. Yeah. What the fuck?
Wasn't all that many problems.
And they touched on that in, you know, like Days of Future Past, and I thought that was actually pretty well done. But then they just throw it out the window and fucking...
They just needed more Kitty Pryde. And the Juggernaut.
I have to admit,
in Last Stand, that scene was fantastic.
Well, yeah, because it was fucking balls out crazy.
Like fucking Vinnie Jones is shit.
Big reason why that this is so terrible to me is because you've established with two previous movies that you can do an X-Men movie that's serious and it be really good. And then the third movie, you just throw out everything.
Well, everything that's serious, they immediately ruin.
Yeah.
Like the death... That immediately had fucking comic relief.
Then just misplaced, like, the stuff with Magneto and his family that could have been really good, but it just didn't work.
I was glad that they finally got Cyclops right, that he shoots
you
lasers.
Go, fuck
they can
you.
Set things on fire.
They're fucking kinetic blasts of energy that go out of his eyes, Kyle.
Nope, they set things on fire.
And
I saw it.
Fucking... They're kinetic blasts of energy that they hit things like if Cyclops were to hit you with his fist.
I'd catch on fire.
With his eyes. And they don't give any fucking heat.
I did watch.
That's not a fucking thing that has ever, ever happened in the X-Men comics.
Why did they fuck up Psylocke, by the way? I like Psylocke.
I don't know, honestly. That's really upsetting because
Apocalypse
I thought,
and his people
I'll still
were
say,
not a threat.
Yeah, I still think that the Psylocke costume's sick. I think I've said that like every time that I talk about Apocalypse. Because I still will. Because it's sick. She looks awesome.
But they're not a threat.
They don't do anything with it. And it's stupid. Yeah, none of them are a threat. Apocalypse isn't a threat. He doesn't fucking do anything the entire movie.
They sit on that fucking cliff.
Yeah, they just stand there fucking watching shit happen and talking.
And they're like not hiding because like, anybody needs Magneto just like walks up. Somebody just shows up and talks to him and then leaves.
And Storm sucks because I'm still butthurt about her being a villain at the very beginning because it's fucking stupid.
Was that ever a thing?
No, she's never been a villain. That's what's upsetting about it because Storm is such a good character because if we're in the age of kind of wanting to branch out from, you know, male actors and actresses and stuff. So we have one of the first like really good ethnic role model comic characters, Storm, African-American woman character who is fucking badass, and you make her a villain, you make her not really do anything, and then she's gone.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what happens to her at the end of the movie.
I honestly think they need to make a Shamrock movie.
You can go fuck yourself. They need to make just remake.
Isn't Shamrock the one that like broke her leg or something, broke her arm?
Yeah. And then
they could cast Becky Lynch.
Oh no. Yeah, and then
I stole that joke from OSW.
I don't understand how I don't understand Cyclops, how you can just fuck him up every single movie. I honestly don't get it.
Because they don't care.
There's times where he is Cyclops, like where he's starting to be like,
was Scott. Gambit in this one?
No, I don't remember.
I always wonder because they always talk about fucking doing a Gambit not. Movie.
I don't give a shit about Gambit.
I don't know why Gambit would be one to warrant his own movie because people liked him in the cartoon?
Pretty much. The 90s cartoon is really the only thing that he...
I think it was the accent.
He's not that good of a fucking character.
No, they just like the Creole, yeah. The character.
I think Jubilee would be a much more fun character too.
Are you surprised Mystique never got her own movie?
Actually, I am, but I think that really is just from what's her face not wanting to do it at all.
I don't think she did after the first, but she was locked in.
Yeah.
I don't blame her.
I think really in this last year, I've said everything I possibly could say about X-Men Apocalypse. It still makes me
angry. I forgot the problem with her and Beast in Apocalypse. Remember, they didn't want to be in the makeup.
That's right.
That was the main thing.
Yep.
They just didn't want to be in the fucking makeup.
Yeah. So
she's rarely ever blue and Beast, only Beast out like once.
Yeah. And it was fucking terrible. And it was obviously not him.
Yeah, because they just didn't want to. They didn't
want to
deal with
it. Fucking stupid. It goes against everything that you've established as the character. You have Beast. That
he's the one that embraced.
He's embracing it. He's understanding that, okay, this is a part of who I am. And that's a big thing with Beast.
He's developing a thing to fucking hide it.
Yeah, so he's hiding it. And then Mystique is okay with that, even though in the previous movie she was talking about, you need to fucking be a mutant all the time and be proud of who you are.
Yeah, and suddenly in this one she's fine with it. Never.
Yeah, it's like, whatever. It's just, again, like in my very, very original review, this hurt me on an emotional level.
Apocalypse shouldn't have happened. Especially, let's say when you read the stories and half the actors didn't want to do it anymore, then maybe not do it.
Yeah.
When your actors are refusing to do stuff, Hugh Jackman was like, no, he did his little cameo.
Mm.
Like, he didn't want to fucking do it anymore. I think they paid him a buttload for Logan, right?
I mean, well, he wants to do Logan. That's the only thing. He wanted that to be the last one.
Okay. So he didn't want to be in that one. Yeah, the guy who plays Beast, Jennifer Lawrence, no. I think McAvoy, no.
Yeah, he was kind of over it, too.
Well, your stars are over it, and they're not going to try. And Fassbender was done as well.
Yeah. Pretty much all of them were done with doing it. Like, it's not that they necessarily like regretted doing like the previous ones and stuff.
No, they're
just yeah, you know, I want to get on with
they've become more than a shitty, I hate to say it, but if you, even big superhero movies aren't where current big stars stay. I know you can say like Robert Downey Jr.
That's Marvel money though.
Well, what was the last thing he did
before that?
I mean, he was a big name, yes.
Yeah, you know, it was
Scarlett Johansson's a known name. I wouldn't say she's big.
Now she is.
Now.
Yeah.
But before that,
I wouldn't say,
she was known.
See, I knew her before because of Matchpoint.
Matchpoint, yep. Yeah. And then Under the Skin was before Avengers, right? Or before
No, that was after.
That was after. Oh, Lost in Translation.
Oh, yeah, that was before.
That was before. So I've seen her in amazing things.
You know, I'm lucky enough to have seen the two X-Men movies that are great. And I would have been fine if they would have stopped there because they laid the groundwork to have new people do new roles and everything. I mean, you know.
There are like 5,000 X-Men.
Yeah, like you can do so much. Another reason why it's so upsetting to me is because...
In Days of Future Past, they had their out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They fucking retconned the entire thing. They had it.
So Fox owns X-Men.
Yes.
And will not give it up.
Can you blame them?
And therefore, Marvel has phased out X-Men to where you can't buy, like, t-shirts, really. You can't buy action figures of them anymore. Like, there's nothing... They don't, like, do crazy Avenger stuff with, like, X-Men.
Yeah.
And it hurts me because I fucking love X-Men.
I get why Fox won't let go of
it. Yeah. And, it's to the point where Marvel's just writing out the X-Men, basically, because...
Because they can't put them in their movies.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, though, if they could? It'd be a mess.
I think it'd be really good, though.
It could
not be. All of them, obviously. Here's the thing.
Marvel could easily get to the point where there are too many characters they're trying to cram into one movie.
So let's say, like, Marvel did an X-Men movie. I think that they could...
It would just be like the...
It'd just be like the 90s, honestly.
Oh, no. It wouldn't even be that many X-Men.
You don't think it would be that many?
Maybe five. You'd have, like, Cyclops, Storm, Wolverine, Xavier.
I don't. Yeah, but Xavier wouldn't be a prominent role.
No, but I'm saying.
I think it'd be like Beast, Wolverine, Storm, Cyclops, Jean Grey.
So I don't even know if Jean would be in it.
I think they would still do Jean because I think that if you can like be a competent writer, you can make Jean Grey a great character because she is a great character. You have so much fucking back to Suicide Squad. You have so much stuff to pull from.
Yeah,
that you just don't. It's just incompetence.
Which, yeah, go back to Suicide Squad. Apparently, they're making a Birds of Prey movie.
Suck my balls. It's going to be terrible.
I know, but it's one of those. It could be. Think of what it could be.
Mm-hmm.
In the right hands, it'd be great.
Yeah, what if X-Men Apocalypse could have been is great, like the previous ones.
I don't know how you fucked up comic book movies that have decades of material.
Yeah.
Like X-Men, you know, decades. Suicide Squad, there's a lot. It's not decades, but just pick a run of the graphic novel and make it into a movie.
Which they tried to do, but then they just went against everything.
You know, they did it with Watchmen. I wouldn't say it's great.
And but... I wouldn't say, like, necessarily it's the plot that I'm more mad about. It's just the characters are not who the character is supposed to be. And here, I will say 100%, the only reason why X-Men Apocalypse is number one is not because it's the worst movie out of this list. It's really not.
But personally?
Personally, just how much... They just fucked everything up.
Same reason Suicide Squad's number one for me. If we were going by, like, just the worst movie, it'd
probably... Me's Batman vs. Superman.
See, I'd say Yoga Hosers.
Yeah, more of that.
But no, Suicide Squad, it was getting bad reviews, and I was like, fuck them. They just don't get it. It's goddamn Suicide Squad. Mm-hmm. It's going to be good. And I saw the stuff with Mark Rotman. I'm like, it's going to be good. I'm like, the Joker. Maybe that'll be okay. He was actually in the movie a lot more than I thought he would be. We thought, seriously, the spot we saw in the trailer.
Was it?
That's it. Mm-hmm. We're like, we're going to see him in flashbacks. I wish that would have been it. But if that motherfucker's in the second movie.
He's probably going to be.
You know we're
going
to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably superhero movies. We shit on them. And almost every one of them made our worst. All but two of them this year made our worst.
I will go on record. 100% right now, I will not watch another X-Men movie by Fox. Unless Logan, I'll watch.
Yeah, we're going to watch Logan.
No more X-Men. I'm done. I can't do it. I can't do it.
We'll absolutely do it.
I can't. You're going to watch it before I do.
He'll forget this. He's concussed. He will.
Nope.
Because it'll be like 4 fucking years before they make one. You will forget.
I don't want to do it anymore because... On the real X-Men, I have a huge emotional attachment to X-Men.
I mean, you do own fucking every issue of
X-Men. Shut the fuck up. And it's just, you know, you take these characters that I've loved since I was fucking 6 years old, and you just ruin them.
Yeah, it's fine.
I can't do it anymore.
It's fine.
I can't do it. It's fine. Why can't Storm be great? Why can't I be excited to see Storm on screen? Why can't the misery of Beast dealing with his mutant power...
Well, he doesn't have to deal with it anymore, dude. He has the fucking serum.
Why can't we
I wonder
have...
what would happen if he injected that into a non-mutant.
Well, maybe.
Is that how it works?
Well, no, there's a thing in the comics where he does do that, where he does make a serum, and he does inject it into somebody that's not a mutant. It just doesn't do anything.
I don't think that's how it would work.
And, you know...
I think it'd be quite painful if he... So we also serum that changes your molecular structure.
So we also have, you know, Ghostbusters, which was used as a platform for diversity. When you also, you have X-Men, I think, is within the comic universe, the biggest, most diverse cast of people you can have.
That's the point of X-Men.
Yeah, that is the point. I don't know why that wasn't a big focal point as well, because you have like characters like Jean Grey, and you have characters like Storm. They get put on the back burner for Magneto.
That's why if they make a Birds of Prey movie, will it really be about them?
Probably fucking not.
They're talking about, as right now, Megan Fox for Poison
Ivy.
Boy. I'm like,
isn't that going to be great?
No. It's awfully fucking early. It probably wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
In all fairness, though, Margot Robbie did better than we thought she would.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, we're hopeful.
I'm officially done talking about X-Men for the year. Well, I think I've said everything I possibly could. For the year? For 2017.
For 2017. You're not going to talk
about... For 2017, I think...
Can you say 17, you cussed fucker? I was like,
17.
You will not talk about X-Men again for this year.
No, I mean, I'll probably mention it, but I don't think I'm going to talk...
This technically is the end of 2016.
Yeah. But I'm saying in 2017, I don't think I'm going to go in length as much as I had this year about it.
Yeah, wait till we see Logan.
Oh, yeah. Well... I don't know, because that's super different.
You're going to tangent. We have like 20 superhero movies this year.
Yeah, it's going to be hard. Well, but
that's in the first quarter.
But I'm not talking about like, because I think overall, I've probably talked about how much I hate X-Men Apocalypse for like 2 hours.
Probably over today.
Well, yeah, and today. I think I'm done for the year. I think I've got all my hate out.
You are so full of shit.
I'm just trying to be done. It's just really upsets me because, you know, personal level.
I love how you say you're done and then keep talking about it.
Well, my last thing, oh my God, because I didn't get to finish on the diversity thing, is that we're in like really weird times right now, socially and politically, that this is the time that we need a good X-Men movie. We need a good movie that deals with...
Oh, there you go. A good movie. I don't think this is when we need a good X-Men movie.
Yeah, I worded that wrong.
The X-Men will save us all.
I'm mainly using an X-Men as an example just because of the diversity and everything. We need a good movie right now that's tackling stuff like that.
Mainstream.
And, you know, when you have X-Men that you could have done that with and you just don't, it's really upsetting.
Maybe Rock Dog will.
Rock Dog's going to fucking rule.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, it's going to rule.
It might. I don't know.
So there we go.
That's it. 2017 better not suck.
Well,
it's not shaping up to look good.
But here's the thing, though. You know, we talked about 2016 being looking like it was going to be really shitty. I had more best than I did worse, so...
I was equal, but I will also say the worst are really fucking bad.
Yeah.
And they overshadow a lot of the best.
And, you know, 2016, we did not see Assassin's Creed.
Nope, because you hit your head.
Hit my head, so we couldn't see it. And then that was one that I don't think you really wanted to go by yourself or anything to, anyway.
No.
Rogue One I haven't seen, but that probably would have been on my best. I would think.
We didn't see Independence Day. There was a lot of bad movies we didn't see.
True. We'll see how 2017.
It looks like shit.
Yeah. But the problem in 2017 is there are two huge landmines for me right now.
Just two?
There's two. Landmines that could blow me apart.
Okay.
One of which, you'd think three, because you'd think Star Wars is on there. However, I don't think Star Wars is going to be bad. No. I don't think you can make a bad Star Wars movie.
You can. Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's still good things about that movie. I don't want to talk about Phantom Menace right now. The two biggest landmines we have for me this year. Number one, Alien Covenant.
It's going to suck.
Has the potential to make me X-Men Apocalypse to like the 10th
degree. Oh, is the other
one
fucking the Emoji Movie? I've been meaning to call
you out.
That's
right. Yeah, we
got to
fucking watch the Emoji Movie.
Fucking why make me watch a goddamn Emoji Movie?
It's going to be great.
It's not.
You're going to love it. I'm going to wear my Emoji shoes. Oh my God.
Kyle, I'm not going with you.
Would you go in the theater with me if I had like Emoji slippers and like pants and like all this shit?
Well, because no one else will fucking go.
God, he's so good.
No, I'm not going with you with that.
Selfie stick?
No. You wear
real... I have a new selfie stick, by the way. I didn't tell you about
why
that.
Why the fuck?
I got a new selfie stick. No. I got a new selfie stick. Because I didn't buy it. It was given to me.
Nope.
Well, that was 2016.
Nope.
Yeah, it's been a fun year. I'm excited for 2017. Other landmine is Logan. Because it's an X-Men movie, so we'll see.
It's... Well, we never made it through the Wolverine, did we?
No.
I don't know why I left at your selfie stick. I just don't want to hear it. I'm sorry. It was rude of me.
Yeah, actually, yeah. I'm a bad...
We tried.
I'm a bad X-Men fan. I haven't finished the Wolverine.
We tried and we got bored.
Yeah, I wasn't really into it. I mean, the Wolverine solo movies I'm not really into anyway.
Oh, the first one sucked.
Oh, yeah. It's so bad. I'm like, eh, whatever.
I don't know what landmines I have.
Those are my two biggest ones.
It all looks bad.
Of just, like, Alien Covenant, if it is, like, if it's as bad on, like, X-Men Apocalypse scale to, like, making me mad, holy fucking shit, you better fucking buckle up. Because I am not ready for that to be a thing.
The potential is there. If you look at just Hollywood track record on how they treat established properties.
Because, like, the things that I, like, overly give a shit about is, like, X-Men and Aliens. And we have two potential shit ones this year. I can't. My heart can't take this.
It's all shit this year.
We'll see. Said that last year.
Yeah, we just didn't watch half of them. Is there a Tyler Perry movie this year?
Oh, fuck off.